Rawiri Waititi is Tane, co-leader of Te Pāti Māori and MP for Wairiki electorate. Waititi captured the Wairiki electorate, defeating Labour MP Tamati Kofi in the 2020 election. Being a native speaker of Te Reo Māori, Rawiri is committed to the preservation and maintenance of Te Reo. He also has strong spiritual beliefs and is an active member and tohunga minister of the Ringatū faith. Rawiri has been heavily involved in the development of integrated services approach to community and whānau development through whānau order, and it has given him a broad scope on the education, welfare, health, housing and justice sectors and how they can be integrated to empower whānau. Rawiri joins us now on Pacific Days for more. Kia ora and thank you so much for your time, Rawiri.
Kia ora, tēnā koutou, talofa lava, malo elele, whakalofa lahi atu. Kia ora tātou katoa toa, tēnā tātou e hikama, koutou e whakawhaiti nei, e whakarongo mai nei ki tēnei whakauiui. It's a wonderful to be here and to be able to greet our listeners of 531PI. It's a radio station that's been around a long, long time. And, you know, I remember as a kid, you know, living in Auckland and, you know, out there in West Auckland, I was sent to live with my aunt and attend high school up in West Auckland at the prestigious high school. Well, it was high school then. It's now Flash. I think it's turned into a college, Rutherford, out in Tautatu. And so, you know, and that actually was my first introduction to my whanaunga. To our relationship with many PI, you know, with many of my PI friends and later on colleagues. And it's been wonderful, wonderful experience. It's wonderful to be here today. So I'm here to you all. Kia ora tātou.
Kia ora. Of course, being Te Wiki o Te Reo Māori, Rawiri, please could you share your whakapapa with us firstly?
Well, look, you know, here in Aotearoa, it's tangata whenua. I hail from mini iwi. I am Te Whānau Apanui. I was born and bred in Te Whānau Apanui, which is on the eastern part of the Bay of Plenty and north of the east coast. So we're right on the tip, a place called Whangaparāoa. And Whangaparāoa is known as the place of the landing of the canoes. So, you know, the Te Unga Mai o Ngā Waka, there's a place here called Tau Ngā Waka. And so when our people migrated from the Pacific to Aotearoa, many of the waka landed here first. And so they landed in Whangaparāoa. And so so my whakapapa here in a place called Whangaparāoa, you know, Captain Cook came here and named it Cape Runaway, and we could talk about that story a little bit later on. he seems to think we ran away, but we're still here. He's the only one that ran away. He didn't hang around for too long.
Aloha.
And
aloha.
So Cape Runaway. Aloha, aye. And so our Hawaiian relations were fast enough to be able to catch Captain Crook. Anyway, so I hail from Iwi Ko Te Whānau Apanui. I also have very strong ties into Ngāti Pro, Te Whakatoa here in the Opotiki area, Ngāti Awa in the Whakatāne area, Tūhoe. I know you'd know Tūhoe very well in terms of Tamaiti is probably the most notable person in Tūhoe. And then through Te Aroa, which is the Rotorua area, Tauranga Moana, Tainui, which is the Kingitanga, you know, and all the way through Tūwhare Toa Taupo. So I've got a lot of strong connection. But the other connection we have is, so that's me as tangata whenua. But the other connection we have is with our tangata moana. And tangata moana is the term I use for our relationship with Te Moana Nui Ākiwa. And so my connection with Māori is through the whenua, and that's why we are called tangata whenua. But my connection through our Pacific Island brothers and sisters is through the moana. It's the moana that connects us. And that's why I have termed the reference tangata moana. The other one is our tauiwi and Pākehā connections are through our tangata tiriti. And it's the treaty that then creates this other relationship with Pākehā and many other of the ethnicities that have come here to make New Zealand their home. I'll stop using New Zealand, Aotearoa, their home. And so when I go overseas and I meet with my Pacific relations, it's Aotearoa. It always has been, you know, Aotearoa, Aotearoa. You know, we've always called it that. And it's about high time we've started to return, you know, return to that. And so, you know, the New Hebrides, you know, what was that? New Hebrides, I think, Vanuatu, what was Vanuatu's name known as? So, you know, but they went back to the name Vanuatu. They went back to the name Vanuatu, you know, American Samoa, Pong Pong. You know, so we, you know, we know that they, that many of those countries have, many of our countries have their own names, and we should be using our own names, and it should be honoured. Mm.
I was going to ask on that, of course, with the recent submission to, you know, rename Aotearoa, well, New Zealand as Aotearoa, but also with regards to, you know, wanting to have all original Māori place names or within the next 5 years across Aotearoa. For you, it's not a big thing, but... I mean, let's be honest, you know, with anything that you do as, you know, Te Pāti Māori, of course it's going to, you know, kick up a stink. Your thoughts?
I love kicking up a stink. You know, we not only do we kick up a stink, we do it because it's the right thing to do. So we're not wanting to rename Aotearoa. We're not wanting to rename our country. What we're wanting to do is return the name that our ancestors doted on this whenua, which is Aotearoa. It is a return. And so with this, I believe, this is not about separating us. This is about unifying us. This is about unifying us under the true intent of what our ancestors saw as a viable union and partnership or relationship where we could build a tiriti-centric Aotearoa. And I tell you what, there is a mood for change. There is a mood towards a tiriti-centric Aotearoa where tangata whenua, tangata tiriti, and tangata moana can actually make decisions here in Aotearoa that is equitable and equal for all, and start to close the disparities that quite often affect Māori and Pacifica peoples all over this country.
Do you feel sometimes, Rāwiri, with yourself and Debbie also, you know, that in terms of the aspirations of Te Pāti Māori, it's like an uphill, you know, pushing something up a hill, you know, trying to get your voice heard, you know, in Parliament to have, you know, Māori representation and the voice of Māori heard within, you know, Parliament also?
Oh yes, absolutely. You know, and that's hard for any Indigenous peoples to get cut through, all over the world. And so, you know, our job here now is to be, you know, even a mosquito can be heard by somebody, one mosquito. And so, you know, when you're lying in bed and that humming is around your ear, you know, it's quite often very hard to sleep, and it's very hard to forget, because as that humming gets louder and louder and closer, somebody has to listen, and there is something, and somebody has to pay attention. And so our job as Indigenous peoples all over the world, we must stick together. We must stick together. We cannot have people who are Indigenous, who have been affected by colonial oppression and suppression, come to Aotearoa and then support the suppression and the oppression of the colonists. We must stick together. Indigenous peoples all over the world must support each other, and the plight to be able to find equity and equality in the world to ensure we are no longer second place. We are no longer a mosquito. You know, we must be considered as the Indigenous peoples of this land, our spirit, our body. You know, we've fought to ensure the existence of our peoples. You know, and we've migrated to ensure, you know, our people who have come from the islands, we are connected through blood. We are connected through the ocean. We are connected by spirit. And we must stick together.
And I would say then that maybe you hold some sort of record now for the number of ejections from the debating chamber. That is a real badge of honour, isn't it? That's a real badge of honour. You know... Rāwiri, in terms of, you know, when we talk about our Indigenous peoples, you know, whether it be tangata whenua, whether it be across Polynesia or, you know, with our American Indian Indigenous peoples and that, when you're in the position that you are in terms of the, you know, political arena, how then are you able to, you know, make that change, which will not be just at a, you know, sort of like a government or legislative level, but, you know, getting to our people on the ground, especially when we look at the ongoing negative statistics for Indigenous, not just in New Zealand, but worldwide?
That's a question we've got to start asking ourselves as Indigenous peoples of our countries. How do we support each other? How do we get cut through in a political landscape? But how do we empower each other? And how do we empower, the spirituality that's within us? How do we empower those connections through whakapapa? How do we empower those connections through leatua, you know? We always say, whawhetai leatua all the time. We whakawhetai ki te atua I ngā wā katoa. And that is the binding, those are the binding ties that we must drive the foundation of our indigeneity. Our indigeneity is something that nobody can take away from us. Colonization and those who holding on to colonial power, if only they saw the power of Indigenous knowledge, the power to heal. The power to unite and the power to ensure a better and brighter future for our tamariki mokopuna. We must stick together. We cannot continue to empower the suppressors and the oppressors of our indigeneity.
Rawiri, if we look back at 2017, with the Māori Party not winning any seats, and now, you know, with last year's election and for yourself, and again, Debbie being, you know, not the lone voice, but, you know, representatives having that representation for tangata whenua, what are the lessons from that four-year period? And do you feel that there is a new groundswell, a resurgence of support for our for the Māori Party amongst our tangata whenua across the motu?
Not only just tangata whenua, tangata tiriti and tangata moana are now getting behind this movement. And what we want to do is change this party to a movement. And this should be a movement for the empowerment of Indigenous peoples in this country. Because we know the connection, we know what it's like, but we also know what our solutions are because we are the solutions. We don't need to wait for a westernization or Westminster system to decide what is good for us. You know, allow us to be able to come up with the solutions and to be the solutions for our people. You know, and this is about believing in you, believing in me, believing in us to be able to do that for ourselves. And so we will continue to spread that message. This message is about tangata whenua being able to manaaki our tangata tiriti, being able to manaaki our tangata moana, because that is how our tipuna, those are the treasures that our tipuna have left us to be able to look after our tuakana, our taina, and to be able to move forward together, but ensuring that tangata whenua acknowledged as being the Indigenous peoples of this country. We've got nowhere else to go. We've got nowhere else to go. I can't go anywhere. I can't return anywhere. This is home. This has been our home. And when our people have been here for over 1,000 years, you know, the Great Migration happened 900 years ago, but there were Māori here well before that, well over 1,000 years. You think about Kupe, you think about Toi, and you think about Maui. You know, Maui is also what ties us together. And so if Maui fished up Aotearoa, that's taken us back many, many millennials. And so, you know, this is the history we know, and it's intrinsic in our whakapapa. And so it must be that tangata whenua have the opportunity to ensure that we manaaki our people, our tangata tiriti and our tangata moana peoples, like on the marae. You come onto a marae, you are welcomed, you are fed, you are cared for, you are loved. And if we're able to transfer those principles into a system, a governing system, you know, you can't go wrong. There will never be a divide between rich and poor, white and black. You know, it will always be equitable and equal.
Finally, Rawiri, before the next election, 2023, what are maybe one or two big aims, aspirations for Te Pāti Māori, and maybe closing words with regards to Te Wiki o Te Reo Māori, please, brother?
Okay, so my thing in heading into 2023, like I said, Indigenous peoples all over this country must stick together. We cannot continue to empower the oppressor and the suppressor. Tangata whenua, tangata moana, and tangata tiriti. Those are the people who are committed to growing a tiriti-centric Aotearoa that's equitable and equal opportunities for all. And so the biggest thing for me is that we must empower each other. We must empower each other to be the solutions for our people and not rely on westernized ideologies that don't fit us. That's like Rangi or Tala trying to put her foot into Cinderella's slipper. It doesn't fit. You know, we need a jandal. We need a gumboot. We need whatever fits our foot to ensure it's the right fit for our solutions and our oranga. So e hika mā, nā nei taku kōrero ki a koutou I te wiki o te reo Māori ki a kaha tātou, ki a maia, ki a manawa nui. Be strong, be united, and together we can achieve anything we want to achieve. Kia ora tātou.
Kei te pai, Rawiri Waititi, tāne, co-leader, Te Pāti Māori. Thank you so much for your time this afternoon, Rawiri. Really appreciate it, and all the very best for the ongoing fights. Fights, yes.
Kia ora.